driving you home weekday afternoon. Unpredictable and fun. Sponsored by Ipswich Pro Drive.
Well, the best country, it's the Drive Show here with your host Elijah, and joining me in the studio, special guests Geordie Lane and Claire Reynolds. How are you guys doing today?
We're great.
Good. How are you doing?
Very good. A bit nervous. But yeah, it's a pleasure to have you guys in the studio this afternoon. We've got the plan is to play two acoustic songs. We'll do that in just a moment. But we're here today to talk about your upcoming album, Glasserland, which is out right now.
Yeah.
Yes. Your first full length release in around 5 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And how did the project initially start?
Well, we'd been working on different recordings over the last 5 years since we did an EP over in Nashville, Tennessee, mm-hmm. and then we did a live album in Adelaide, and so we were working on this album all this time in our heads anyway, but we were touring too much. We've been based in the US and then touring through Canada and the UK, and then finally we got some space to move house in LA to this little bungalow, and the people who rented it to us, that sold it to us in our minds, because they said, oh, it's completely soundproof. You can play drums all night if you want. We won't hear a thing. Mm-hmm. And so we're like, all right.
Done.
So we moved in there, and then we just started working on writing the songs from scratch pretty much. We had a couple of songs that had been kicking around for a while, and then, we were just kind of heads down, burrowed into this little bubble in this place, building, you know, basically like little cubby houses out of blankets and ladders and things. It sounds really, really childlike or whatever, but we, yeah, challenged ourselves to make it sound like a $1 million studio.
Gee, it was a great record, man. A couple of songs that stood out to me, Out of State, Dreaming the Life, A Piece of Land, really awesome. Mm. More often than not, I'll actually find myself looking at the album artwork and the booklet before I actually get into the album. Can you talk about the art and just speak on some of the choices of photographs that you guys included?
Yeah, we hadn't, you know, like, because CDs and stuff like that, people are buying records all online or just streaming on Spotify or whatever, and for musicians touring, you know, like getting their music to people at a live gig is really important. So we wanted to make it special for people to touch it and see artwork in there. So we had this photo taken outside a schoolyard in LA, in this place called Glassell Park, which the name Glassell Land comes from. And so that was just a photo of us sitting on the school steps. And then there's a whole bunch of line drawing illustrations from our friend who we'd only known as a guitarist. And then he's like, yeah, I've just been Googling how to draw. And we're like, it's amazing. Your drawings are amazing.
Incredible.
So we told him like the concepts and the stories behind the songs, and then he put them into pictures. So that's all through the booklet. And we put it on vinyl. With our first ever vinyl, and it's white coloured vinyl, and so we're very excited to have like a physical thing that will actually last. Yeah. You know,
had you guys envisioned the album to take a particular path or have an underlying message, or you know, what was what did you guys envisioned for the album initially?
Well, we wanted it to be more adventurous. Like a lot of our older stuff was, you know, just sticking to the song, and so the recording was all based around acoustic guitar and vocals, sort of in a sort of folk music tradition, and we wanted to be more adventurous, you know, with like blending Claire's. So Claire's like a full-time songwriter out of Los Angeles, working with a lot of pop artists and producers, and so we were trying to blend my folk background and her pop background and put them together into one big, lush, delicious meal.
Oh, good stuff. What was the inspiration for the record? And do you guys cite any artists as inspirations behind any tracks in particular?
Well, you know, like for me, it's always been like traveling on the road and meeting the people on the road. And so the songs are inspired by those people we meet on the road, but they're always sort of intertwining our own sort of emotional, you know, breakdowns or whatever we're going through in our own life. And we've been pretty much living out of a suitcase the last 3 years. And so there's a lot of stuff about that, like trying to work out ourselves where we fit in the world and, you know, getting more of an understanding about coming back home here and what that means. And so definitely inspired by that, by missing home and by being in this strange land called America, and all the political crazy stuff going on there. It all seeps into the songs, and yeah, we didn't want it to be a political record, but some of that we just couldn't help it. It was just beating down everyone's doors every day while you're there. So
yeah,
we're pretty glad to be home for a while.
Yeah. Can you give our listeners just a bit of an insight as to how you go about making a record and particular songs, and what comes first, music or lyrics?
Oh, it depends, doesn't it?
A lot of these songs were where I already had an idea and I brought it to Claire, and I already had a chorus, which it just depend on the... Sorry, that's a tambourine going for
it's
it there.
It's ready to go.
Yeah. Soloing.
It always depends on the song. Like, sometimes if you've got an instrument in front of you, you can't help but play it, and that will start, like the tambourine was just having a go then. You'll just start playing that, and then the lyrics will get informed by the instrument. But if you've just got a pen and paper and you're on the plane, then it's a lot more about writing a lyrical statement.
Story.
So it was a mixture on this record, and me and Claire co-writing makes a totally different type of song as well. So the main thing was having Claire as a producer to sort of sit outside the bubble and know that we were, like, not getting too full of ourselves, and it was actually making a good record.
Yeah. Yep. Well, you guys want to play a couple of songs for us, or the plan was to play a song or two, and wonder if we could go on with that right now, and what song are we guys going to be playing?
Yeah, we'll play one which sort of talks about the writing process, which is all about me getting out of bed 5 o'clock in the afternoon, seeing the winter sun go down in LA, and I get recording at about 6 p.m. till 6 a.m., and Claire would come home from her day of doing recordings with other people throughout the day, and then she'd go through the night with me as well and get about 2 hours sleep after.
Wasn't much sleeping going on.
So this one is, this is called Time Just Flew.
Wish I could spend it with you. I've tried so hard to change, but how the time just flew, like it always does. I do my living without the sun. I should feel older, better still feel young. I've been up for 15, but I'm 31. I sleep all day, wish I could do it with you. I've tried so hard to change, but how the time like it always does. Don't let me see the truth. sleep all day. Wish I could do it with you. I've tried so hard to change, but how the time just flew. Oh yes, how the time just flew, like it always does. Like it always
Time just flew from Glasserland in the studio with me today, Geordie Lane and Claire Reynolds. Great tune, guys.
Thanks very much.
Wonderful stuff. And getting into my next question, look, breaking away from your typical old country sound, was it important for you guys to establish, a new musical direction or show versatility and give your fans a new perspective on who you guys are as musicians?
Yeah. I think I've always, you know, strived, like, with music, that music is music. I think there's bad music and there's good music. Mm-hmm. Or it doesn't even need to be bad or good. It's music that brings people together and makes people feel something and you know, brings a community together. And so, like, genres or whatever styles, I've never really understood it. I've, you know, alt country or people saying Americana there, and us trying to say Australiana, or, you know, it's like, it's all silly. So, but we definitely did want to, like, progress with the sound of the songs, and so it was important to us to, like, take some chances on this record, and there is a few there, and, like, if people like it or not, you know, we didn't show anyone this record until it was completely finished, so it didn't matter to us. Like, it matters after, as far as whether people want to play it or buy it or whatever, but that was the great thing. We just did what we wanted to do.
Yeah, so. It was about making the right thing at the time, and, yeah.
Yeah.
Compared to, say, your previous records, Blood Thinner or Sleeping Patterns, how does this album differ music-wise?
Well, it's a lot heavier. You know, we've got, like, full-on drum kit. We've got, like, a lot of strings and synth sounds and... So the instrumentation is a lot more kind of, progressive, like, although it's kind of progressing more back to, like, late 60s, like, psychedelic kind of Beatles era sort of thing. But for us, it was definitely a big progression, whereas the other stuff is a lot more, like, just raw, organic, live band, whereas this is, like, we put every little piece into this record for a reason, and so there's lots of little tiny bits that people only hear, like, after the 10th or 20th time they've heard the album. And that's what I always loved growing up, listening to a record over and over and thinking I knew everything and then finding something in there that you'd never heard before. So we purposefully did a lot of that stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We might just get back into one more song.
Yeah.
If that's cool.
For sure.
And, what are you guys going to play for us?
Piece of Land, shall we do?
Piece of Land, one of my favourites.
Yeah,
one of my favourites.
This is for you.
Oh, good stuff.
So this is definitely one of the songs about kind of missing home and sort of tied up with a bit of a love story as well.
Just while you're tuning that, Joy, you guys mentioned you played every instrument on the album. Talk to me about those challenges you guys would have had doing everything yourself. And
yeah,
I imagine it would have been really
challenges.
Intricate. And
yeah, I mean, drums was my first instrument when I was like 7,
mm-hmm.
but I gave that up after 6 months, so it's been a long time since I've actually played drums, so that took a while, and then the bass guitar felt a bit more natural for me, but yeah, we were sort of, Claire was definitely the, what's the word, I don't know, she was the person there to tell me if it was sounding good on those instruments, and then Claire did all the keys and synth parts and other different weird little, like, South American, the charango and different stringed instruments. And so we just had the time to ourselves to do it. We didn't have, like, an engineer or someone twiddling their thumbs saying, all right, time's up, you got to get out. So that was,
yeah.
We wouldn't have been able to do it if we were in a regular studio.
And then we did a lot of cooking between recording, which then those utensils became a part of the production.
Yeah.
We used a lot of pots and pans.
Everything in the kitchen, yeah. There was a kitchen rack, there was
pastry brushes on banjo skins.
Cheese grater.
Yeah. It became a pretty fun, like, intertwining of cooking and recording.
It was like trying to make all these unconventional things sound as good as what the expensive things in the studio do.
Yeah.
So,
and coffee cups with pencils on Out of State, that's pretty much the whole
Just paper coffee cups with a microphone right up to them sound fantastic.
So that's crazy.
Sounds try like that a drum. Out. Crazy.
That's awesome, man. Well, let's get into the song, and we're going to play Piece of Land.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right here on 98.9 FM.
I went off a-drifting like any driftwood does. I saw things that no other would dream of. I left my home in Thornbury, said goodbye to my empire. I rode those plains and numbed my pain, struck me like a kiss. I will never call you, and you I'll never miss. But who'd have thought a piece of land break my heart like this? I was sure the sign read coffee. So then I woke in a pile of piss. Police were laughing in my face. So I went back home. I slept with my ex. She said, boy, you've put on weight.
Good stuff. Tapping along there myself.
Nice.
Wonderful song.
Thank you.
A Piece of Land The track you guys just played. You've toured with the likes of Ruthie Foster and also the Stray Birds. Can you talk about that experience?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, Ruthie Foster, she's from Texas originally, gospel singer. She's won like multiple Grammy awards. She's like a legend in America. And so I got to tour with her around Australia, and then when it came time to me get my papers in order for working in America, they invited me to tour over there with her, and she's just a real great person, and her band, they're like real loving, and just, I don't know, they just get you in the circle straight away and treat you well, and you should never expect that being a support act. You know, sometimes you don't get let in the band room, or, you know, they don't even talk to you. You know, yep. You get your money and you play your gig, try and get some new fans. But that was different with her. And same with the Stray Birds. They're like a bluegrass trio, real young, known each other since they were like 10 years old. And they're from Pennsylvania, from like a Amish town. And not Amish themselves, but like tiny little farmland town. And they've, become huge in America. And so they took us on the road and sleeping in the bass player's bed, traveling in the van with them, but playing like huge sold out theaters. And they were the same, like, to both me and Claire, like, just really nice, like, go out of their way to, so it's really nice to meet people like that and know that not all main acts should treat support acts badly.
Yep.
So we're trying to do the same thing. And we got a young bloke on tour with us at the moment named Dadiri, and he's amazing. And we're, you know, playing songs with him, and he's singing backup vocals with us, and
it's really nice.
So there's a good dynamic there.
Yeah,
definitely. Look, you guys have got a string of shows you're doing as a part of the tour. What can fans expect from your performances?
Well, a little bit of this, but with a lot more rock and roll, a lot more powered up grunt. You know, we've got a whole band with this, drums, bass, electric guitar. So it's like a kind of real rock and roll show, which we haven't done in Australia for a long time. So it's been, real great response all around the country. And, we're loving it. We're almost at the end of it, sadly, but, yeah.
Have to commend you guys, man. It's a incredible record. Holding it in my hand right now, really great, really personal feel. Finally, where can fans get your music from?
They can get it almost everywhere. It should be, it's in all your good independent record stores, your JB Hi-Fis, on iTunes, streaming on Spotify, Google Play, all of that. You can go
GeordieLane.com.
GeordieLane.com with a J. You can go right there and get it direct from us. You won't be disappointed, especially the 180 gram vinyl. That one's special. Nice to touch.
Good stuff. Claire, Geordie, thank you very much for your time here this afternoon. It's been a pleasure, and thank you for playing them awesome songs.
Thanks for having us. Yes.
Driving you home weekday afternoons. Unpredictable and fun. Sponsored by Ipswich Pro Drive.